We are really getting to the end of the Aseret HaDibros. Today we are going to be doing the ninth one, Loisane Bereacho Eid Shoker, the issa of giving Eid Shoker in Besden. Now, of course we have to ask ourselves, like, why is this particular Aveira in the Aseret HaDibros? Why is the issa of saying Eid Shoker worse than other Isurim in the Torah? There are all kinds of Isurim in the Torah. Why is this such a fundamental issa that it makes its way into the Aseret HaDibros? And why would it be, according to the standard which we have set ourselves, to find out how the Aseret HaDibros are the constitutional principles of a Mamleches Koyan and the Goy Kodesh? What is this doing here? What is so central about the issa of giving Eid Shoker? Now the emes is that we do find by Eid Shoker, we find an expression in the Torah. It struck me when we were learning Makkos in the yeshiva, that by we're learning the sugyas of Eidim Zoymemen. So we find by the Torah, by Eidim Zoymemen, let's just read the psukim. Ki yokem eid chomos b'ish l'anosh b'isoro v'omdushnehu anoshim asher lohem oriv lefnei Hashem lefnei hakoronim v'ashofetim asher yir v'yomim ohem v'doshu ashoftim heitev v'hine eid sheker ho eid sheker ono b'ochev v'asisem loy kasher zom mamlasos l'ochev uvi'arto horo mikibecho. You should wipe out this evil from your midst. V'hanishorim yishmu'u v'yiro v'lo yosifu lasos od kadovor hora hazeh. Here the Torah seems to be matkish very, very much what an evil action that is. The idea of standing in front of a bezdan and saying Eid Shoker about your fellow, the Torah calls it a dovor hora. Now I checked it out in my concordance, and as much as I was able to find out, also from the search program on the computer, the only other place where the Torah describes an Aveira is Dovara. Maybe I'm making a mistake, but from what I was able to find, the only other place where it's a Dovara is by the mamish, the worst Aveira in the Torah. That's the din of Meses or Mediach. All the dinim of Meses or Mediach, that you're Chayzel Chayvon, you're Chayzel Ischos, no Hasra. I mean, Meses or Mediach is about as bad as you can get. So what does it say over there? Ki yisisro chicho ben imecho, oi vincho, oi bitcho, oi eshes chaykecho, oi reyacho, ashek nashecho, basei seleimo, neucho, vnavdo, lehim achegem, asher lo yedato, and so on and so forth. So what does it say? Loi soive loi, veloi sishma elov, veloi sochas einecho elov, veloi sachmo, veloi sachase elov, ki horak ta agenu, yotcho ti ebo, borishono, laham yisau, yadcho laham bacharano, osikalta bo avonim, omeis, ki bikesh, ladishacho, meal Hashem, elokecho, matziacho, meas, mitzrayim, Now if the Torah describes that Aveira, which is really more chomer than any other Aveira in the Torah, this idea that they don't need Hasra, and that we're Chayzahim L'Chayva, we're not Chayzahim L'Schus, I mean, the Mesa is about the biggest evil that you can possibly describe. And if Eid Zoymem, the Eid who got up in front of Besdin and said an Eid Shoker, is also described as a Dovah Hora, Bahaloi Dovah, that's telling us something. That's telling that there's something which is especially evil about a person who says Eid Shoker. So what's taka so terrible about it? It's an Aveira. There are other Aveiras in the Torah, but what is so specially terrible about Eid Shoker? And the emes is that if you think about it, I mean, I don't know how much nafkamina that could have la halacha, but poshut, when you think about Eidim Zomim and this whole idea of asisim v'kasha zomim lasa is la'ochiv, you put him mamish into the situation which he wanted to place. Unjustly, he wanted to place his fellow. So, Ki'ilu, the Torah is telling him, I want you to experience this terrible evil that you did. You wanted to put your friend into this position. You need a lesson of how terrible this is. There's something seems to be especially evil about saying Eid Shoker in Bezdin. Now, my feeling is that the secret of what in fact is that special evil by Edel Sheker, I think that the place, that the key which unlocks that mystery is a Ramban at the beginning of the volume. Over there where Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden in the middle, right at the beginning of the volume, where he decided to find people who should judge with him, because Yisro's Eitzah, you're working too hard and you needed an Oshem and so on and so forth, and he made certain conditions and he told them Loisoguru Mipneish. He told these Dayonim who were going to be Dayonim Loisoguru Mipneish, don't be afraid. That means if a Din Torah comes to you between a very powerful person, a Goyser Rosh Yeshiva, and some ordinary Yakel, and he comes, and you have to listen, don't be afraid. And if you have to pursue the emes to where it leads. It's impossible. How can I be Machayev, this great person, or this powerful person, this mighty person? Moreover, by Isaac, the Gemara says that the Aden were afraid to give Aden. So, Gemara says, so he had to bring the Hagansa Pasha. Loisogurum of Neish. Stayed in the Torah. Why? Ki ha mishpat le'elokim hu. Because the mishpat belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, how do we translate these words? Loisoguru mipneish, ki ha mishpat le'elokim hu. What does that mean? Ki ha mishpat le'elokim hu. Rashi says, because you're being matriach le Ribbono Shel Olam. If you're going to say a false psak, you're going to say a false psak because you're afraid of this guy. So then you're going to paskin that Reuven has to pay Shimon, and the din is really that Shimon ought to have to pay Reuven. So you're going to be matriach le Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam has to make sure that the person who paid Shloi Gedin is going to be reimbursed or recompensed. But Ramban doesn't learn that way. How does Ramban learn? The tam ki hamishpat le'elokim hu, ketam is like Yehoshaphat said in Divrei Yomim, loy le'odam tishputu ki l'Hashem. You're not judging for man, you're judging for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the imchem bedvar mishpat, and he is with you in the matter of justice. Loyma, zok der Ramban, was meint das? What does that mean? Ki le'elokim la'asois mishpat ben yitzurav. The job of administering justice among the Ribbono Shel Olam's creatures is the Ribbono Shel Olam's job. Ki akein b'rom, he created them. If he created them, he put them in this world, so it's his job to make sure that there should be mishpat between them. Liyos beineim yoshev etzedek ulahatzel gozel miyad oishka. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam's job to save the potential victim from the person who's trying to oppress him. No, what did he do? And Ribbono Shel Olam can't sit down here on the bezdin. So v'nosan eschem b'mekomam. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Dayonim, the Ribbono Shel Olam put you in his place. The imsoguru v'tasu chomos. And now, if you're going to be afraid of one of the Balei Dinim, and you're going to issue a false psak, thereby doing chomos, hinei chatosam l'Hashem. Because you were mayel in his shlichus. Nachamol, who is the real dayan? Who is supposed to? Who's got the duty of paskening this then? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki al kein b'rom. He is the one who created them. So he's got to do the justice. So who are you? You're his shluchim. So if you're going to pasken incorrectly because you allow the power of one of the Balei Dinim to scare you, so it turns out that you're moyel in your shlichus. You're being untrue. You're cheating in your shlichus. That's a very, very strange thing. Because we have to think about this Ramban, because it's a very, very yesoidistic Ramban when you think about it. What does it mean that the Dayonim are the shluchim of the Ribbono Shel Olam? If somebody would have asked us, certainly if you would have asked me, I would have said the following, and I assume that some of you who are listening would also have said the same thing. Where is the shoyrish of the judicial system, even in the, according to the Torah? What is the shoyrish of the judicial system? The answer is society. That there's a mitzvah in the Torah, just like there's a mitzvah to be Mane Amelach, there's a mitzvah to be Mane Shoyftim, b'chol iya v'iya, b'chol plach, whatever the halacha is, So then that one of the duties which society has is that they have to run a just medina. They have to run an anarchy is not a way to live. So there's a chiyuv according to the Ramban, the din of dinim the Rambam. By dinim, by the Sheva Mitzvot and the Noeres, that they have to have law. Every society has to have law and order. Now, what is that different than any other chiyuvim which the Rebbein Shalom puts on Bezdin? So the Rebbein Shalom is megale that the society, the Medina, has to have a system of justice. And how are you supposed to do it? You're supposed to have a certain God, you have to have a space in Sharikhov Gimel, whatever it is. That's the Rebbein Shalom being madrechas, how to do it. But the idea that the Mishpat does not find its shayrish in the society, but that fakir, be'etzem Mishpat is not vested in society. Mishpat is vested in the Rebbein Shalom. And the Rebbein Shalom, because he can't come down here and do Mishpat, if he wants a world, a human world, so the Rebbein Shalom can't come down here b'chvoido v'atzmo. So he says, you know what? I'm going to make you my shluchim. But whatever the Dayonim do, they're not doing as shluchim of the community. They're shluchim of the Rebbein Shalom. That's a moiradik azach. Like, where does the Ramban get that from? I mean, he gets it from, he loves the Pasuk and Divrei Hayom in that way. Because Loi le'odom tishputu ki l'ashem ve'imchem b'dva ha'mishpat. But what does it mean? What does it really mean? What is it? Why can't we just say that one of the mitzvahs in the Torah is that society should make shoftim, should make judges? What's the problem with that? So you see, Meshuletik Yesoid, at least that's what I see. I don't know, I've never seen this expressed in so many words by anybody, but it seems to me that it's Doshteta Kreuzer Yesoid, that we're being taught over here an unbelievably powerful Yesoid. And that is the Koyach of the individual. Remember, when we learned Lasirzach, we learned about the uniqueness of every person, that every person, every individual is like a mean, and when you kill a person, just like by the animals you're allowed to kill because the individual animal has no chashivas, it's only the species which has the chashivas. So every single person is a species. In the Torah, the way of looking at an individual is completely different than if we wouldn't have the Torah to teach us that. An individual is an unbelievably choshev metzias. He's a ben yochid by the Rebbein Shalom. Oh, how can the Rebbein Shalom have 10 million ben yochids? The Rebbein Shalom have 10 million ben yochids. Each one is an oilam by itself. Each one is a separate oilam. And for shetzach, so now many of these ben yochids are walking around. So the bimele, there's an am yisrael, and there's this and there's that. Of a be'etzem, the yochid is a unique being, and weist ois from that the Ramban is saying, that what the Ramban is saying over here is that he's so unique and he's so choshev that the tzibur has no right to tell him what to do. In other words, it can't be society in which the judicial system is rooted, because that would mean that society is stronger than the individual. That as an individual I'm a very nice person, but my interests have to give way to society's interests. That's the concept of eminent domain. That, for example, by the Goyim it's also that way. That is eminent domain. Eminent domain means that if they want to build a throughway, they want to build a turnpike, and my farm is in the middle, so I have to get out of the way. I have to be recompensed and all the good to Zachem, but I can't say I'm not moving. The tzibur is stronger than the yochid, and the tzoche atzibur adoche, the needs of the yochid. So if the Torah would be like that, so then if the society decides in our case, because the Rabban Shem told them so, that we have to have a judicial system, and Mimele, we are going to be Mimane Botei Dinim, and you are going to be Kofuf to those Botei Dinim, that would have been the Metzias. So then it wouldn't have been Gia Mishpat Leila Kimhu, but it would have been that the Mishpat is the function of society as dictated by the Rabban Shem. Aber es ist nicht das. The Rabban Shem says, Gia Mishpat Leila Kimhu, the Rabban says. That the Mishpat is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Judges are not judges. Judges are shluchim from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Elohim nitzav ba'adas el. Bekerav Elohim yishpat. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom who's being shofet. And the judge, the shofet who's sitting over there, the Bezdin who's sitting over there, is doing what he is doing only in the shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kumt doch ois, that the person who's standing in front of Bezdin and is telling a brazen lie. What does that mean? If you remember what we talked out in the Indian of Shvua, why is Shvua such a terrible thing? The Kol Olam Nizdaazea, when the Rabbi Hashem said, Vasis Hashem Hashem Rakechol Hashav, so we explained, Sheva Nishba, he's besevened. Seven tells us that the Rabbi Hashem has a presence in this world. And when he says, Ani Nishba, he's saying, I know Hashem is listening. I know Hashem is listening, and I'm going to tell the lie anyway. Kol Olam Nizdaazea. So it comes out that in Eidus, you have the same Yesod. You stand in a Bezdin, and you see in front of you sitting 3 Dayonim. 23 Dayonim. 71 Dayonim. And you lie? Because you're lying to these people. So Nishtazai. The Rabbi Nishan is standing there. Elohim Nitzav Badas El Bekerav Lakim Mishpat. Kilelakim Lasas Mishpat Ben Beruav. In every Bezdin, the Rabbi Nishan is a presence. And the Dayonim are there only as Shluchim of the Rabbi Nishan. And you are standing, Kielu, looking the Rabbi Nishan in the face and telling a lie. That's a Dover Hora. That is a Dover Hora at the same level that Mesis of Mediach is a Dover Hora. On that there can't be any forgiveness. And you can't just give him an Einish. You're a bad person, so I'm going to punish you. The idea that you should be Zoymem, that you should make up something when you weren't even there. And you go to the Bezdin and you say, you know, with great places, this is the way it is, and I remember exactly, and I was here, and he was here, I was standing here, he was standing here. You can do that when you know that you're talking to the Rabban Shmuel. That's why the Eidus Sheker of the Eidim Zayman is at the same level, it's a Dover Hora, in the same level that a Mesis of Mediach is a Dover Hora. I mean, the Akashis on Bohoruk Beraglav, we don't have the Dinim of Hazomim. But the shoyrish of the halacha seems to be that. So, kumt doch ois, that this enormous chaimer of Eidus Sheker, of saying Eidus Sheker in Bezdin, from what is that neveya? That's neveya from this enormous gadlus ha'odam, from the enormous metzias of the every person being a breed by himself, a species of one. And that therefore, we have to think about that. That a Yid cannot have a Bezdin over him. Nachamot, a Yid is so choshev that you can't have a Bezdin over him. There's no such thing. A Bezdin has no koyach over a Yid. We do have Botei Dinim. That's not Botei Dinim. That's the shluchim of the Rabbi Nishlalam. The shofet is the Rabbi Nishlalam. And the mishpat is the Rabbi Nishlalam's. And those three Yidden are sitting over there in the shlichus of the Rabbi Nishlalam, and therefore they better make sure that they're not going to mess up and be afraid of people. That this is why this halacha of Eidus Sheker very, very, very firmly belongs into the Aseres HaDibros. That's what the Mamlechas Koyanim V'Goy Kodesh. The emphasis is that fits in, I mean, we're saying it over, B'Shem the Ramban, and Rashi learned differently in this particular pasuk. But the emphasis is that the way Rashi learns in Koyanim, that we should be a Mamlechas Koyanim, what did Rashi say? What is a Mamlechas Koyanim? A Mamlechas Koyanim is Sogim, that each one is a Melech. Well, you can have a Bezin telling a Melech what to do. It's Nishto Azazach. And Mela, I'm a Melech. So in front of whom do I have to be machnia myself? Only the Rebbein Hashem. Kumt doch ois, that the entire structure of civil law in Klal Yisrael, the chiyuvim that we have towards one another, and all these things, everything which goes into the Bo Metzia, Bo Kamba, Bo Basra, the ganze Neziken, it's all the Rebbein Hashem running the show. That is what a Mamleches Koyanem V'goy Kodesh means. So that is Aseres HaDibros. The din of Lysanev Reachoet Shoker belongs in the Aseres HaDibros, because at bottom, what it is Miyatzeik, it's Miyatzeik, the theory of community of a Mamleches Koyanem V'goy Kodesh, that you're responsible to only one person, and that is the Rebbein Hashem. The Dayonim function as a Shluchim. Thank you.